Welcome to Mr. Midnight's Wait Podcast. Alright, we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. We might not hit them on this podcast in one night. We will, eventually. We will name them every time we do upload a podcast. It will have a name to it. And what the subjects are going to talk about. So, we're going to be talking about murder mysteries. We're going to be talking about... You want to know a fact? You don't have to follow pop cans. Tea cans. Metal cans, like tea cans, pop cans away. Know why? You can make stuff out of them. You can make beautiful art out of them. Or you can make something out of them to make, to have them for something to be useful. Then it'll be in the ocean. Turtles can choke on them. And other fish, like fish, sharks, and all these other animals can choke on them and die. So we don't want that to happen, right, guys? Save the animals in the sea. Don't throw your pops and cans away, because some of them don't make it to the junkyard. Some of them fall off the junkyard and up in the ocean. I have a can thing I made. It's a hat holder. Like, I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hats hanging on my pop cans, Lego cans, and I made a hat holder out of it, so it holds my hats I want to wear. So, yeah, you can make anything out of pop cans, guys. I have, like, two or three bags of them full of pop cans so I can make stuff out of them. And what else? Sleep is important. Sleep helps you think better. Sleep, you get too much sleep, you don't get a lot of sleep, it might make you go brain dead. I'm not kidding, guys. You don't get no sleep in a lot of days, then your mind goes blank, and your brain goes dead, and your brain wants to go to sleep. That's why a lot of people to work all the time, fall asleep at work, and that's why they're always stressed and tired. Gotta wake up the next morning thinking about work all the time, working, if my boss can yell at me, I don't have this idea done yet, so that's what they have. People who work at offices have the most stress out of everyone else. Because people who work at offices and we have to wear suits and dress nice and be there early in the morning have a lot of things on your back. Or they'll have to have assignment done for the next day to get the photo coming to work. And they're sitting there thinking in bed, and they're staying up all night, and they're falling asleep at work, because they're thinking the whole entire time, and then they'll have a damn argument with the boss saying, I've been up all damn night. I've been up all night. Fuck you, boss. I've been up all night working on this damn project for you, and it's and then I finally got it done, you don't fucking like it. I can never please you. That's what people feel like in office. That it can never please the boss. And the boss doesn't like everything, they'll get them. Like, the boss makes them go through all this frustrating thing frustrating, then the frustration turns into pressing, like they're so pressed they don't even want to go in the office. Because they don't know what the fuck the boss is going to say next to them. Some people say they fucking hate the boss and want to quit. They're going to lose a lot of money, going to make so much money doing stuff, working at an office. Make so much money, it's not the funnest job. Not the funnest job, you make a pretty good amount of money being in an office building downtown in the city all day. You make a lot of money just doing that. And then you have to wake up, fight traffic, that's get in. Then you're married, you have to worry, and you have to kiss your wife and kiss kids. Goodbye. And tell your kids, I hope you have a good day at school. And you tell your wife, I will see you when I can have a walk. I don't know when. My boss is going to keep me overnight. And some people fall asleep at the desk. And then wake up the next morning at the desk because the boss made them walk all night. I'm just telling you the truth, guys. Working at an office, it's tough. I know I don't work at an office. I warn about it, and it's a tough job. Like, working at an office, it's not easy. That's why I never want to be an office worker. I always wanted to be an office worker when I kind of grew up, and then I saw how difficult and hard people had to go through that to work at an office. I can't deal with all that stress. And some people are so pressed, they'll tend to fake being sick. They're so pressed and so frustrated to get sick. Like, they'll get a cold out of nowhere and they can't go in to work in the office because they don't feel good. Because they don't want to go to work. A lot of people don't want to. So a lot of people don't even want to wake up and don't want to go to work. People just want to sleep in. You think my mom and dad and everyone else in the world wants to wake up and go do and walk and do stuff the next day? No. They just want to stay in bed and sleep and relax and hang out with the family, the kids. Not be a fucking relax and frustrated and harassed by the fucking boss. Because the boss is harassing them every day. Did you get my assignment done? And you will say, no, not yet. And you fucking get done or you get fired. That's what the boss would say to somebody at the office. Because they didn't get their shit done. I just wanted to tell you. That's one of the conspiracy theories out there. More people that work at the office had 100% game. People work overtime at the office and get more stress. Had 100% more to have the pressing. Because the job, the pressing them so much, they hate their lives, they hate themselves. And some of them don't want to go to work. Some of them skip work for 10, 20 days, 11 days. Some people just take a year off of work for a year vacation. Because they don't want to go back to that stress job. And getting yelled at by the boss all the time. So that's why. So, what else? Socks and workers? They love their job. They wake up. Sometimes the heat and the cold is too much for them. Sometimes they like being in the heat and the cold all day. It bothers them. What else? Being a football player is fun. You lose the playoffs, then you feel like a failure because you didn't get to the Super Bowl. Like, you made it to the playoffs and had a good season. You did. You made the playoffs and got to the Super Bowl and had an amazing season ever, and then you lose. You know how much pressure that is on your back for next season just to get back to the playoffs? That's tough. Baseball. It's like you lose a series or the Stanley Cup. That's on you. Because you didn't perform good enough. You didn't perform at your best in the big games. That's to get your team that big win to help the dynasty or the dynasty or baseball dynasty or football dynasty or soccer dynasty. Soccer, and when then they call it football and soccer, you don't win the World Cup? You're disappointing to your fans because you didn't win the World Cup. And then next year, you have to have an amazing season next year in soccer to get back to the World Cup and win it. Because your fans are disappointed and sad. That's kind of disappointing you because you didn't perform good enough in the World Cup to win it. So that's why a lot of soccer fans are kind of upset and get frustrated because the team didn't do good enough. Like in college football, you're a big college football fan. You cry when your team wins a bowl game or national championship or something like that. They don't make a bowl game or they don't have a good season or lose a bowl game. Then you're upset and you start to cry and then you're pissed off the entire day and you won't want people talking to you because your team didn't form good and you just didn't, and you're not in the mood to hear it. And it's like when something happens to you, you see a ghost and you're in a hallway or you go to a real haunted place. And you said, oh, I had all these experiences and I have caught self speaking in a corner. You show people, they're going to say, oh, you faked that. Oh, you faked it. Ghosts are not real. Demons are not real. You crazy. None of this stuff is not real. These places are not haunted. There's somebody on there talking to you. That's when you find a prank on you. And you tell them, oh, the woman, I did the investigation. And they'll look at you. Well, maybe it was a homeless guy bunkering into these abandoned places to stay warm at night. Maybe the locals. Locals are the people that stay in abandoned places in Whipdale because they don't have nowhere else to live. So maybe it's one of those people. Anyway, I saw the entire place. I did. And I didn't see one person, one local living there. So I was still alone with no homeless person there at all. And I did, oh, you faked the recording, you did that, like, and you hear them, and I did, what was that? That was the spirit. I just asked the question, and the spirit answered me. And I did, no, you didn't hear that. You, that's not a spirit. I'm a skeptic, that's not a spirit. That's nothing. You caught nothing on that thing. And you're like, oh, I got punched and scratched too. Oh, you tripped. And you cut yourself on a piece of glass or a piece of wood a building, get a building. Stuff is falling apart, glass is everywhere, pieces of wood is everywhere, like, that's what it'll be like. You tell somebody you went to a haunted place and you show them the elements, they won't believe you. They won't believe you at all. It does make you nuts. They're like, you know, you guys crazy. That's nothing, man. You just nothing at all. You did drugs or something. You on drugs when you did that. Like, oh, you did meth or heroin or you did something, man. You did a type of drug or something, man. Cause you were high or something when you did that. Like, no, I wasn't high. I didn't do drugs. I went up there myself, wasn't scared at all, and I did it. You weren't scared. It wouldn't be a bad and haunted place. You weren't scared, huh? Would you? You'd be jumping at every noise. You'd be jumping doors swimming by themselves, would you? I did, no. This didn't really bother me. I did jump a couple doors swimming by themselves. It kind of started to sit out of me. All right? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. But yeah. Okay, and that's what it'll be like, guys. So, this is Mr. Midnight signing out. But he needs to get out of bed. I will have these out when I get Wi-Fi or data. Wi-Fi or my data back, or when I leave the house with my mom or something like that, and get data. So this is Mr. Midnight. This is Mr. Midnight signing out. And always be scared, because you can all, and always help people. No, you have a lot of people, then God will get you the key to heaven. You have a lot of people. Signing out, that is my message for you guys. Have a good, positive day. When you come to my live podcasts, have good, positive vibes. When you come to my podcast, and have a great day, and see you later. Pew, 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 pew!